This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The State Board of Education Wednesday rejected adopting the conservative American Birthright Social Studies standards for Colorado. The board voted 4-3 along party lines, with Democrats opposing. The American Birthright standards emphasize Western civilization, patriotism, and Christianity. The standards would have replaced much of the work of a commission that is developing revisions to Colorado's social studies standards. RTD is moving closer to making its bus and train fares cheaper and simpler. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Last year, the agency's CEO said she wanted to make paying for train and bus rides less expensive and less complicated. The agency has now released two potential new fare structures that would do just that. One would drop the fare prices across the board by roughly 10%. The second would do away with regional fares, so any ride, except for the airport, would cost $3, regardless of how long it is. RTD is taking public feedback now, and its board will vote to approve a new fare structure sometime next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Drivers headed through Glenwood Canyon on Interstate 70 should plan on delays and occasional traffic holds through early this evening. The Colorado Department of Transportation is working to remove a crashed tractor trailer just east of Glenwood Springs. The semi's burnt remnants are straddling the median, and only one lane is open in each direction. The Wednesday morning crash injured the driver and closed the highway for several hours. Right now in Denver, it's 63 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.